Hi, Richard Hammond here with a powerful relationship tip for you. This tip is all about using redecision to handle anger or disappointment in your spouse. One way you can improve any intimate relationship is to improve the way you handle being disappointed in your partner. When we are truly disappointed in our spouse, we often resort to our worst behavior. Even if your partner lets you down or upsets you in a very big way, you can always decide not to retaliate or become defensive or spiral down into any other negative type of behavior. It might not be easy, but you can choose to stay positive. The key is learning how to make better decisions when you're disappointed, and to take better care of yourself in that moment so that you can think clearly. Learning to make different decisions and how to handle things differently. That's what it's all about, folks. We all have patterns, habituated responses, and we rely on those, but we can change those. It may not be easy, but you can choose not to lose your mind or go off and sulk. You can, in fact, switch your attention to something positive or interesting. You can always understand your partner's behavior, put it in context, stand apart from it, try to walk in their shoes, and see things more constructively. Jon Kabat-Zinn said, "You can't stop the waves, but you can learn to surf." And I really like that idea, because sometimes through acceptance of an ordeal or a problem, a situation, we can actually increase our effectiveness in terms of dealing with it. By concentrating on the happiness of your mate, by understanding their position, you can increase your own. By reacting more positively when there's a problem or when your mate does something to upset you, instead of blasting them out of the water, you can turn a problem that occurs in your relationship into an opportunity for greater happiness and strengthen the relationship. By doing this, you're actually providing leadership in your relationship. No, you can't stop the problems. No one can prevent them all. You can't force your mate to change, but you can change your own behavior and the way you respond in times of distress, choosing through redecision to make the dark times lighter and both of you happier. Simply use redecision to correct poor decisions you've made in the past, to try something different, and to respond more constructively in the present. Would you like to affair-proof your marriage? Then treat your spouse like a special person, even when you are dismayed or disappointed with them. Treat your spouse like a special person, $1 million, a king or a queen. Reacting constructively when you're disappointed will give your mate a chance to say they're sorry, think about what they've done, and for both of you to talk. Chances are, your mate, in time, will realize what a wonderful thing it is to have you as a partner, because you don't overreact, because you don't blow up when you get disappointed, because you do take time to think and to react constructively. Why would they want to replace you? Yeah, affair-proof your marriage. By treating your mate, even in times of distress, in a very positive way. That's what I call skillful and gentle loving. Talk about somebody who's easy to live with. Get this, 84-year-old Pauline Sweezy, a survivor of 3 marriages, 4 kids, and a lot more, says there's no perfect spouse. Either stay single or learn to expect and live with imperfection. Hey, it's all about imperfection, right? No one's perfect. So when our imperfect partner behaves badly, why make it worse by behaving badly as well? Instead, make things a little better by reacting constructively. Doing this one thing will help your relationship immensely. So in sum, if you tend to make poor decisions when you're disappointed in your partner, like most of us do, choosing, for example, to react in a destructive way, use redecision to react more positively and constructively, and your relationship will improve vastly. You'll get over the problems more quickly, and you'll be happier, and you'll enjoy life more. I'm Richard Hammond with your relationship tip of the day. Take care and have a good one.